Welcome to the Veterans Club, a production for and by veterans and first responders. Each week we gather as a community to share stories, laugh, and build friendships that can stand the test of time. Together, we can help prevent veteran suicide, one cup of coffee at a time. The role of veterans in restoring political civility. In today's political climate, it often seems that the division and discord are worse than they have ever been. However, a historical perspective reveals that the tumult of modern politics, while significant, may not eclipse the intensity of the 1960s and 70s. This observation isn't to downplay the current challenges, but rather to emphasize that we have navigated rough waters before. This perspective is crucial as we contemplate the roots of our current political predicaments and seek pathways forward. One of the central issues we face in American politics today is a growing intolerance towards differing viewpoints. This is not to suggest that the problem is simple. Indeed, the dynamics of political interaction are complex and multifaceted, yet acknowledging that intolerance is a significant factor provides a starting point for discussion and remediation. From the perspective of a veteran and a citizen deeply concerned with the health of our republic, it appears that many of us have forgotten the core principles that should guide our political engagements. The right to free speech is, undoubtedly, a fundamental American value. Equally important, though less frequently championed, is the right to assemble peacefully with anyone we choose. This right underscores the need for respect in our interactions, ensuring that while our discussions can be vigorous, they need not devolve into personal attacks or hateful rhetoric. The solution to our current political strife may be surprisingly simple, yet profoundly difficult to implement. Inspired by the famous philosopher and comedian Bob Newhart, we might benefit from adopting a stop-it approach. For those unfamiliar with Newhart's skit, he humorously suggests that we can often solve problems by simply deciding to stop engaging in harmful behaviors. Applied to politics, this means actively choosing to steer our discussions away from negativity and personal attacks. As veterans, we are uniquely positioned to lead by example in this area. Having served to protect all Americans, regardless of political affiliation, we understand that our duty extends beyond our service in uniform. It includes continuing to uphold the values of respect, tolerance, and camaraderie in civilian life. An example from my own experience might illustrate how this can be done effectively. At a recent coffee gathering, a discussion on political issues began to take a turn towards the personal, with one individual starting to name others in a negative rant. Recognizing the potential damage this could cause, I intervened to redirect the conversation back to the issues at hand without the personal vilification. This moment was not just about halting a rant, but about setting a standard for constructive discourse. This approach is not about avoiding political discussions. On the contrary, engaging in political dialogue is essential if we are to address and resolve the issues facing our nation. However, it is crucial that these discussions are productive and set a positive example. They should demonstrate how Americans can respect each other's viewpoints, even when they disagree profoundly. To further foster a culture of respectful political engagement, we can emphasize several strategies. Encourage settings that foster open, respectful dialogue and explicitly discourage personal attacks. Lead by example, showing that it's possible to discuss even the most contentious issues without descending into divisiveness. Educate younger generations on the importance of political engagement and the responsibility that comes with free speech. As veterans, our commitment to America's foundational values didn't end when we hung up our uniforms. We continue to have a crucial role in safeguarding our democratic process by promoting a culture of respect and tolerance. Through our actions and leadership, we can help bridge the current divides, ensuring a robust and respectful democratic dialogue. In doing so, we not only honor our service, but also contribute to the ongoing project of building a more perfect union. Thank you for tuning in to the Veterans Club podcast. Please click the subscribe button to receive an alert when our next episode publishes. And please share this episode with a friend. You never know when a fellow veteran might need a friendly pick-me-up. Until next time, stay veteran strong.